Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
If you like our show and you want to support it, please leave a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, or consider joining our Patreon.
Show business is a business that can be very fun. You've entertained so many when your day is done. There are actors and writers and high-powered producers, but others are creepers and stalkers and other seducers. Sometimes show business can be a scary place where bad folks invade your safest of space. Now let us visit a man who acts as he should. Let us visit the nicest man in Hollywood.
Hey, nicest man in Hollywood. Thank you for hiring me. I don't think I mentioned how grateful I was.
Of course. I love to hire people who are different than me, so I can lift them up and feature their ideas over my own.
Speaking of ideas, that last episode of The Thing You Make was really, really good.
That wasn't my idea. That was one of our writers. I wouldn't dare dream of taking credit.
Everything's a team effort. Glad you're able to see that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to overshare that much.
Thank you for explaining your reasoning.
You're welcome.
I noticed that it's just you and me here in the office. Are you trying to take advantage of me in any way, such as emotionally?
I'm a married man. I'm happily married.
The only reason you aren't trying to take advantage of me now is because you are married?
Oh no, don't get me wrong. You are an attractive person, but if I was going to pursue a romantic relationship with you, I would make sure that you don't depend on me for your income first and foremost. Secondly, I would ask you nicely if you'd like to go to someplace that's agreeable for both of us to meet. Thirdly, I would tell my wife what is going on. We are in an open marriage. Openness comes with clear communication. And then after all of that, after we've established some sort of friendship, perhaps then I would broach the idea of having sexual intimacy only if I'm getting clear signals from you. I would never take advantage of somebody just because they work for me.
Change of subject. I noticed all of these awards on your shelves from different charities and volunteer organizations. Do you really do this much community service?
Sometimes. They also give you awards just for donating money. I told them I don't need an award for that. But they gave me the award anyway, and it seems rude not to display it if they're gonna go through all that much trouble.
And you just do that out of the kindness of your heart? Or are you trying to cover up for other nefarious activities you're engaged in?
No, I just like to help people as much as I can with all the resources I've acquired. because I didn't get to where I am without help.
So you're a beneficiary of nepotism?
My dad worked at a grocery store in the back. He wasn't even in the front where people could see him. My mom worked at the same grocery store in the front. She never got to see my dad. I worked at that grocery store too. I had to work my way up from the back to the front, then all the way up the ladder to where I am today. I met a lot of very nice people. By being really nice and friendly, taking good advice, and being very lucky, I rose to the top. Now, I try to share that bounty of good fortune that I've earned through all of my hard work.
You don't even have any resentment over how hard you've had it?
It's a tough world. Sometimes you gotta work really hard to get the things you want. That could make somebody very resentful. But I've been very fortunate. And when you have good fortune, share it. That's what my parents, who loved me and told me that I was loved my entire life, made sure that I understood.
Wait, are you saying people without great parenting don't deserve success?
No, everybody deserves a shot. I'm not sure where that's coming from, but I guess I can see how you misinterpreted what I'm saying. I'm very privileged. And with that privilege comes responsibility to be a good citizen.
Is there anything actually evil about you, nicest man in Hollywood?
Yes, I certainly have my dark secrets.
Oh, no.
I eat too many sweets.
Well, that's not bad at all.
Tell that to my dentist. He hates me.
I thought you were going to tell me you had a really deep, dark secret, but I guess they call you the nicest man in Hollywood for a reason. You might be the nicest man I've ever met, and I'm from Canada.
Well, there is one other thing.
Oh?
Can I trust you with my secret?
Yes.
I hate living in Hollywood, working every day in a miasma of narcissism, egotism, avarice, racism, and misogyny. I'm surrounded by some of the most vile people on earth. Sex pests, thieves, murderers, improv comedians. I numb the pain of this hellish existence with drugs.
Drugs? Like cocaine or meth or heroin or pills or something?
No. Marijuana.
You just smoke weed that you buy in a store?
Yes.
That's not so bad.
Really?
Yeah, everyone does that. It's Hollywood.
Okay. Great! Hey, everybody! Y'all get the day off early. Go do some drugs!
Yay!
Left-Handed Radio is an eclectic narrative podcast produced by Adam Bozarth and Anna Rubinova, comedy love partners making content for fun. To learn more, go to lefthandedradio.com.
This is a left-handed radio product.